Hello?
To collect call from
Life of a Lifer.
To accept this call, press 5 now.
Hello, friends and family, and welcome back. Here I am, it's Taylor Conley, the host of Life of a Lifer. And it's been a long and bumpy road these last few months with the COVID season coming in and everything sweeping through the institution that I'm at. So I just want to tell you guys, though, that I'm all right. I'm alive and well, and we're getting through these trying times, and we're making it through. And it looks like light is at the end of the tunnel as they start coming through with the vaccine. You know, that opens up a whole nother can of worms when you got to decide whether or not are you going to take the vaccine or are you going to not? Because me, myself, I'm not really a vaccine type of person. I don't like taking vaccines. You know, I don't normally take the flu shot. I don't think I've ever taken a flu shot, to tell you the truth. And like all these different types of stuff, I don't like it. But having had the COVID, surviving through that, and then now, like, it's been a couple of months since I had it. And, you know, I still, it's almost weird. It's like, I feel like more lethargic, like my energy levels are real low. So, you know, I don't want to get it again. And I really feel like the best way and the best chance of getting back to everything being normal is to just go ahead and take the vaccine. You know, it's kind of they went through the process very fast, but I gotta believe that I think it's for the best. And I think that it's the best chance of, you know, not getting it again, and also, you know, getting things back to be able to have normalcy again, whatever that looks like, even though in this world that I live in, nothing is really normal. You know, I feel like, yeah. So I went ahead and I filled out the papers to get my name on the waiting list whenever it comes around. You know, it's probably months out at this point, but, you know, so that's kind of something that's been going on in my life lately. I've been doing a lot of artwork, and I did a piece that is kind of a little bit darker. You know, it's kind of a badass piece. It's like this old school, like, vampire warrior dude. And I got inspired off of it because I was looking through this magazine and I seen the picture of it. Yeah, I think it was like a Blizzard art type thing. And there's a lot of really cool artwork that's in there. And so what I did was I did my own version of it. I kind of emulated the main character, the like vampire warrior dude. And then what I did was I took and did my own kind of scene around it. So I made it like an original piece inspired by that piece. And I do a lot of artwork like that. I like taking and making collages, you know, like taking an inspiration from one picture and another picture and another picture, and then making my own scene out of it. So that's kind of what I did here. But just in the background and the scene around this one, I kind of just made it up along with it. But I did mine in pencil, so it was all done in pencil and, you know, graphite pencil. And then it took me probably about 75 hours, I would say a good 75 hours, maybe more than that. That's probably a low estimate because I've been working on it for years. I started it a few years ago and put it up. And then recently during these lockdowns, I pulled it out because I'd been finishing up some other pieces of artwork that I had started before and never finished them. Because I'll get an inspiration and I'll start working on something, and I'll lose the inspiration and I'll put it up and then come back to it later. And that's how I've done a lot of work over the years. And you kind of get, like, I don't know, I feel like you get different artwork like that because it's not like you don't just sit down from start to finish and do it. You come back later and you see different things that you didn't see before. And like a lot of times I'll end up changing up, and it'll look completely different than what I'd originally. If I would have just sat down and finished it originally, it'd look completely different than what it is, what it ended up turning out to be. You know, I also did one for my wife, for Wife of a Lifer. lovely lady. And if you're not aware about her, this amazing woman that is also co-hosting the show with me. She does a lot of the interviews nowadays for other individuals that's locked up, and then people out there too. She's really doing her thing with this stuff in the school. So, you know, feel free to follow her on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever. You know, she's making videos too. And you also hear her on Life of a Lifer. But anyway, so I did this piece for her, and it started out as a kind of an inspired by, once again. She sent me these pictures a long time ago, and it was like some type, she's from Mexico. So it was pictures that she had taken on different trips in Mexico that she'd made, I think, in like Mexico City. There's a famous artist from back in the day called Diego Rivera. That was his name. And he did some real interesting types of pieces of artwork, and a lot of them have, like, people know mostly in America, like Day of the Dead type stuff, but they're considered called Katrinas, and I'm probably just not giving like a real, real accurate description, but I really think the concept is pretty cool. And so when you think about it, it's like celebrating, you know, people that have passed away, celebrating the dead. And on one day of the year, you just, it's like remembering the dead. So they have celebrated it. And so this one particular piece, it has like a Katrina, and the Katrinas are usually like very colorful. They're like skeleton type figures of, you know, wearing like nice dresses and kind of dressed elegantly and having like all these flowers and colorful stuff on them. So it's like celebrating the life of the dead. You know, it's kind of the representation of it. And there's also one day a year where there's this place in Mexico, and I couldn't tell you the exact place, but there's a lot of these particular types of flowers there, and butterflies come back there, you know, like once a year, like all these butterflies come back there, and it's said that maybe that these are the spirits of the passed on, of the dead. And so what I did was I took that Diego Rivera piece and kind of made my own scene around it. So I took his piece, so it has the main character, the Katrina, and then it has like these characters surrounding them, and the characters surrounding them are in black and white, but the Katrina is like very vibrant and colorful. And then, you know, there's like these pillars coming up on either side, so it's like a walkway, like they're walking out of this, and then there's all these flowers behind it with the butterflies flying there, like it's that day where they're celebrating, you know, the day, and then they come back over. And I just think, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that movie. It's kind of a kid's movie, but it's really cool, and I had the chance to watch it, and it's called Coco. Anyways, it's kind of, I guess I just put this scene together because I remember that, and there's a song on there called Remember Me. And so on that day, they put up a picture of their loved one, and they light candles and stuff like that. And once somebody stops remembering somebody or putting up the picture, that person like fades away and disappears because they were on the other side over there. And on that one day, they all like cross over and come back, and they see their families and stuff like that, and then they go back over. It's really cool. And so anyways, that's kind of how the whole piece of art got inspired and everything. And I finally finished it. That's another one that I started like over a year ago, and then I put it up, and what it had started out to be was completely different than what it ended up being, because I, first of all, I had roses all over the backs of it, and I didn't have the butterflies in there, and I didn't, like, it just completely transpired as I worked on it. And I thought about it the whole time, though. I would sit there and look at it, this painting. It's like, you know, what is it, 18 by 24, I believe, the painting is on a nice canvas, and in acrylics. And so, yeah, like, that's just kind of my process, and I thought I would share it with you, and hopefully if you're looking at the video version, you'll be able to see pictures of those, maybe, or like a little bit of footage of that. But that would be interesting. That would be cool anyways. So, yeah, that's what's going on here. I'm working on our magazine, on our next magazine right now. I've been writing out kind of, you know, some of the articles, some of the sections that are going to be in it, Design Conviction, the magazine. And you can find that online as well, designconvictionthemagazine.com. And it's really a cool format online, and you can subscribe for free. And then every new one that we get on there, you'll be able to check it out. Or if you want a physical copy of it, you can get it on Amazon on demand, or you can subscribe and you can get it in the mail, whether you're inside of, you know, for a loved one that's inside a prison or out there, anybody can get it, you know, it's like, we're not even really making money off of it. We're basically just covering the cost of printing and shipping them, because we're only charging $8 for a subscription for it, which is quarterly, so you get it four times a year. But anyways, we're really doing more with that, and I'm, you know, being able to collaborate with more people. It's pretty cool. And so the last edition we just had on there, you've seen, if you've been paying attention to what we're doing, you've seen Big Herc. Anyways, let me go ahead and say this. Anybody out there who thinks that they can, just know that you can. Because soon as you figure that out in your mind and you set your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. So until next time, it's been real, and this is the Life of a Lifer. My name is Taylor Conley. So stay tuned and stay well. Stay safe. Mask up. Thank you for listening. I'm Taylor Conley, and this is Life of a Lifer podcast. Be sure to visit the website lifeofalifer.com, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.